One of my highlights of my time in St. Joe for the 2014 Chiefs training camp was the evening I got to spend with one of my heroes, former Packers general manager Ron Wolf. Wolf transformed the Packers into a consistent winner that still goes on to this day. In 22 years, the Packers have had only two losing seasons. They've won 10 division titles, they've been to three Super Bowls, and won two world championships in that time span. Ron Wolf set the stage by following a postulate where he told me I wanted to hit at least four draft picks in every class. One of the best promos I've ever seen by a national network for an upcoming draft day featured the Green Bay Packers. In this kind of matrix form, they just showed one by one all of the great Packer picks down through the years, and it's why Green Bay's been a consistent winner. Well, now, one of Ron Wolf's disciples, John Dorsey, is general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's also why I'm very interested in this 2014 class, not just the draft picks, but also the free agents. Of the 53-man roster, nine are rookies. All six draft picks made the roster. And here's hoping that Dee Ford and DeAnthony Thomas become immediate game changers in week one. Then there's upside potential with guys like cornerback Philip Gaines or starting right guard Zach Fulton, who'll be the first sixth-round pick ever to start for the Kansas City Chiefs in an opening game. Then there's also the high ceiling of third quarterback Aaron Murray or guard Larry Duvernay-Tardif. There's also three free agents that made the roster. Daniel Sorensen, the rookie out of BYU. Also, Albert Wilson, the scat back out of Georgia State. And Cairo Santos, the rookie kicker from Tulane and the former Lou Groza Award winner, who might be the most intriguing pick in this 2014 class. I've often been criticized when I've said I would like the Chiefs to become the Packers of the AFC. Think about it. There's a lot of similarities. Market size, rabid fan base, regional fan base. But now the Kansas City Chiefs just may be emulating the formula that Green Bay has built into a consistent winner for two decades.